In general, there are two basic approaches to Avodas Hashem, known as Tmidim Kesidram Umusafim Kilchasam. In addition to the simple meaning that is the daily Korban Tamid, the daily sacrifice in the Beis Hamikdash, and at special occasions there's a Korban Musaf, like Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, there's also the meaning of Tmidim, the day-to-day work that we serve Hashem. And like it says in Medrash, Asakeves Ha'echa Tasib Abokim, Asakeves Ha'sheni Tasib Bin Arboim, Zeklal Gadol B'Torah. A fundamental principle of Torah is the concept of consistency, day-to-day. What we do in the morning, we do in the evening, the same routine every single day. And then we always have to remember there's musaf, and musaf means to add on. We need to be able to add and increase in our avodas Hashem and move out of the box. Kehilchasam, this allows us to go. Halacha, from the expression of halicha, walking takes us places. We can't stay always the way we were. We always need to know that we need to adapt to the circumstances and change, which is expressed in what Chazal tell us, that there's someone who serves Hashem by learning his studies, reviewing 100 times, and then there's reviewing 101 times. It was common in those days to review every single thing 100 times. People didn't have any written text, and everything had to be done orally. And if somebody goes out of what is their habit, they break their habits, and they learn 101 times, Chazal tell us he's considered an Oved Elokim, he's somebody that serves Hashem, in contrast to one who learns only 100 times, who's called Lo Yavodeh, he's not really working, he's doing his routine, what's his habit. When it comes to chinuch, educating our children, we need to always be mindful of these two approaches. On the one hand, we want our kids to go into the routine, to remember every time they eat, to make a bracha. We don't have to remind them. This becomes part of the habit. They wake up in the morning, they say brachas, they daven, they're nice, they're polite. We don't have to tell them, say please, say thank you. And at the same time, we don't want them, chas v'shalom, to have mitzvah anashim mulamada, something which is just they're doing it because of habit, and not because they're really serving Hashem. We want them to have a chayis, a geshmak, an energy, an inspiration, a motivation, and do things way beyond that which is expected. Both are aspects of chinuch, and it is very difficult to balance between the two. On the one, has to be mechanech, educated, that this should become his own thing, and yet he should know how to grow and do things on his own. When it comes to our avodas Hashem, sometimes we are so used to the routine, and it's very difficult for us to realize that at times it's expected of us not to follow the routine. The Gemara tells us, Chazal tell us, that the Yetzirah's habit is, the Yetzirah's profession is, Hayoim Oimelo Yasei Kach, Lamacha Oimelo Yasei Kach, Acha Oimelo Yelech Avodah Zarah. He tells you do this, tomorrow he tells you do that, and eventually he leads you to do Avodah Zarah, to do something which one is not allowed to do. The Mefarshim asks the question, why is the expression Asei Kach? Do like this. He's telling you to do a certain thing, the next day he tells you to do something else, and he goes down and down the slippery slope until it leads a person to Avodah Zarah. But why the expression kach, which implies he tells you to do things like this a certain way? And one of the explanations brought, the Friedrich Rebbe talks about this a lot, and the Rebbe quotes him many, many times, that the Yetzirah sometimes even gets involved in a mitzvah. He tells you, say kach, do the mitzvah like this. Do the mitzvah because I want you to do the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah the way I want you to do the mitzvah, that I should become part of the mitzvah. The minute you give the Yetzirah a foothold, and he gives a heskim, a haskam, an agreement to a mitzvah, he's already involved, and then he can lead a person further down. But there's another perish which is closely related to the first perish, and that is, the Yetzirah appreciates the idea, this is your routine, and he tells you, say kach, stick to your routine, don't change. This is what you've always been doing. The Chozen Milablin says a gewaldig gewort. The Chozen Milablin tells us that people have a routine that they go to the mikveh every single day, or they fast on a regular basis. And then it comes a time where they're not meant to go to the mikveh, says the Chozen. Or they're not meant to fast, they're meant to eat like an Erev Yom Kippur. And they think because this is their routine, they can't break out of a routine. And that is part of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah does not help them understand that the Eibishter Dafka wants them to do things a different way. The Eibishter wants them today Dafka to eat and Dafka not to go to the mikveh. The Yetzirah comes and says, "Asei kach, follow your regular routine." The fundamental aspect of Kabbalah's oil, which is part of our chinuch, that a child needs to understand and we need to understand, that everything we're doing is because of the Ratzon Hashem, and not only because we appreciate it. The Kabbalah's oil tells us to go out of what we're normally doing and do things differently because that's what Hashem wants right now. And whatever Hashem wants is what we will do. The Pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, Ki hagoyim el ma'olim vel kosmim yishmou, the goyim follow the prophets, the false prophets, they follow the magicians, They follow those fortune tellers. But Hashem, He didn't command like this. The words loichena are a bit unusual, and the Mefarshim talk about this. And one of the explanations brought that loichena is bigamatria 101. Goyim follow the seder of 100. Loichena, your seder is to follow 101 and go out of the normal system. The system of Torah, the system of Kedusha versus Klippas Kedusha is loichena is 101. But more than that, loichena means nishtazoi, the ability to say loichena, not like this, not like the chen, not like what I've been doing till now. That is not what I'm supposed to be doing. The same Torah that says vayehichen, and vayehichen is what the entire Maase Bereishis, the entire creation is based on, the Parshas Bereishis. Vayehichen is bigamatria 101 as well. There's 101 of going out the box and saying vayehichen, simuzayin azoi, this is the way it should be. And there's an 101 of loichen, not like this. I will not follow the regular routine. I will go out of the regular system. So, Nadav and Aviu wanted to serve Hashem, and they had noble intentions, but it was asher loy tzivisi. This is not what I wanted. And I said loy, and I said no. It might be what you're doing is a tremendous activity of serving Hashem, of ktoiras, of eish, of fire, of inspiration. But right now, that's not what Hashem wants from us. We feel these difficult times, we feel challenged by the fact we cannot follow our regular routine, and yet we need to know there's a Ratzon HaBoreh, there's a Ratzon Hashem, and Hashem says, no, don't asay kach, don't do like this. I want you to do differently right now. And we're here soldiers of Hashem, and ilnitz tavinu lach teveitzim, if Hashem would tell us to chop wood, we would do that too. And if now Hashem is telling us to do something different, if Hashem is telling us now that our Seder Avodah involves doing things in a different approach, in a different Seder, we need to be prepared and ready for that too. And this is what the Chozem Elblin explains, Loi Sasin Kein LaHashem Alekeichem. Loi Sasin Kein, do not follow the approach of Kein as it must be this way. On the one hand, we need to make sure that every mitzvah becomes part of our routine, part of our habit, that it's unchangeable, and yet we always need to be prepared that loy sasun kain. It should not be kain, that it must be this way. It's only what Hashem alekech, what Hashem wants. Let's take this idea and make sure that we internalize it with ourselves, with our family, that we're always prepared to follow the ratzon elyon at the keherafayin, at the blink of an eye, whatever we're told by Hashem is the ratzon haboreh. And we will get used to the time of Mashiach when there will be only Musaf and Kol Chasam. We'll constantly be Yelchum Echayel Echoyel. They won't be in the regular routine anymore. There will be the new Torah Chadasha, Shamayim Chadashim, Oratza Chadasha, and Ham Yisroel will have a Bris Chadasha with Hashem. The B.S. Mashiach Tzadkenu now.